I get to use a prop this morning. So throughout the entire diocese this weekend, the parishes are rolling out the stewardship theme of the year. So the bishop composes the stewardship theme and promotes it. And stewardship for us is a way of life that we embrace as disciples. Now, I was talking about the theme for this year. Once one chooses to become a disciple of Christ, stewardship is not an option. And this depiction of the rich young man to some of the younger grades this past week in the grade school. And one of the teachers asked, what does the story of the rich young man have to do with stewardship? Because the rich young man left and went away and didn't respond generously, right? Well, it begins like this. God desires and prefers pigs over chickens. That's all it comes down to. So if you understand that, you'll get it. And you'll understand the stewardship, and you'll understand the story of the rich young man. Because this pig and chicken were walking down, I guess it'd be Second Street goes west, right? Yes, okay. So going down to St. Anthony's Shelter, where they see the Blessed Sacrament, St. Vincent de Paul, serving breakfast one Saturday morning. And the pig gets all excited, like, we should contribute something to this breakfast. And the chicken said, that's a wonderful idea. I'll provide the eggs, and you provide the ham. Okay? And so the pig, reeled and squealed and said, wait a minute, you'd be contributing something to the breakfast, I'd be contributing my whole life, right? And so we're all familiar with that modern-day contemporary parable, but it speaks volumes in regards to how we live our lives. Because in the church, many times we are chickens rather than pigs. The story of the rich young man, here we have this young man who, sees something very attractive in Jesus. And he's interested. He runs up to Jesus in Mark 10. He kneels down before him. What must I do to gain eternal life? And Jesus says, well, follow the commandments, right? 4 through 10, basically, he lists. Don't kill, don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't bear false witness. He lists them. And this young man is not a bad man. He says, I have fulfilled these commandments since my youth. How many of us have fulfilled the commandments since our youth? Probably not many of us, right? So he's a good man. But it's like, that's not enough. He says, what more must I do? And Jesus responds. He looks at him, he loves him, and he says, sell all that you have and come and follow me. And we hear that the man had many riches and possessions, and he walked away sad. You see, he was a chicken that was being invited to be a pig. He was fulfilling his obligations and, providing product, you might say, by fulfilling the commandments, probably paying his tithes, right? But Christ was inviting him to offer his entire life. We probably all have our own chicken and pig stories as far as the faith goes. But I remember when I was about 21 years old, I was at Fort Hays State. I was engaged to get married. And from the age of 17 on, I was thinking about, considering being a priest. And there was an attraction to that way of life. And so I sat in St. Joseph's Church there in Hays. If you've been there, beautiful church. Pretty much by myself, and had my Ignatius Bible, and I did the old, popcorn study and prayer of Scripture. So that means you just popcorn, open it up, and that's where God's telling you to do. That's dumb. So I open it up, and guess what I open it up to? Mark 10, right? The Gospel of the Young Man. And so I was like, okay, 2 out of 3. Okay. So I'm sitting there, and I'm reading through this passage, and I'm like, this rich young man who is like, seeking to fulfill the commandments, do things right, live his life, in good standing with God. That was me. I was like, that's what I was, not, of course I had sinned, but I was striving to, you know, I was going to Mass even daily some, and I was teaching religion and religion classes to youth. I was, you know, contributing from my very meek treasure of student loans. The government gave them to me, I gave them to the church. Okay, so... So I was doing my duties, and I was dating a good Catholic girl, and I was engaged to her, and so I was going to be a married saint. So isn't that good, God? Isn't that good enough? I'm doing all that. You know, what more must I do? And so when I read that passage, I mean, it was crystal clear, you know, leave all that behind and head to the seminary. And my experience was the same as the rich young man. I said no, and I went away sad. Because I was going to find my happiness in this way of life that I had envisioned for myself. I was fulfilling all the obligations and the duties. Well, first of all of us desire to be pigs rather than chickens. Well, that's, of course, that's true. My mother has called me a pig since I was a little child, I'm proud to say. Why is that? Because it's not just enough for us to kind of fulfill the commandments. We want more out of life. You know, if the faith is just, you know, following the commandments, you know, avoiding what we can't do, that's a pretty uninspiring image of religion, right? And you think about that with the stewardship way of life, what we profess as stewards. If you think about stewardship as like, well, I have given my time, talent, and treasure. I have tithed for the last 5 years. I'm giving my 8% to the church and 2% somewhere else, and I'm going to Mass every Sunday, and I'm a member of the St. Vincent de Paul, I'm proud to say, and I even know what the four pillars of stewardship are: hospitality, prayer, formation, and service. I'm pretty darn good, right? So is that what stewardship is? Oh, no, what Jesus is saying is like, yeah, that's part of it, but I'm inviting you to be pigs. I'm inviting you and looking at you with love and inviting you to offer your entire life to me. Now, that's going to look different for every person, right? Not everybody's called to religious life, but we're all called to a complete, total commitment to the Lord. And if we see, basically, stewardship as doing our duty to God and, you know, giving of our time, talent, and treasure, and here these things are, we're living a kind of chicken way of life. You know, there's not really a great sacrifice. God wants everything. God wants all. An uninspiring image of stewardship is time, talent, and treasure, and just fulfilling and checking off those duties. We're like the rich young man. We're doing that. What more must I do, right? He's in touch with his deepest desire. That's placed in every single one of us. And the thing is that we can measure, to some degree, time, talent, and treasure, and the things related to the basics, the foundations of stewardship. But once you hit that level, and Christ is calling you as a disciple, which he is, then how he's calling you above and beyond that, in what way, that has to be yours to discern as you listen to the Lord speak to you in love. And so as we're reflecting and beginning our stewardship renewal process, and we have our theme of the rich young man, I think we all have some food for thought. You know, where are we in our discipleship journey? Are we more like the chicken or like the pig? And I'll tell you what, sometimes it doesn't make any kind of change in the like what one is doing as far as their commitment to God, how they're offering and sacrificing their time, talent, and treasure. But you always know the difference between a chicken and a pig when it comes to their generosity. It's kind of like a married couple. A man might be fulfilling his obligations to his wife. You know, he's maybe he's the breadwinner in the family, and he's been faithful. He can be fulfilling those commitments, but the wife knows if he's not giving his total self to her. Does that make sense? And so that's exactly what God is inviting and challenging us to. Unfortunately, we all know that there are far too many chickens in the church than there are pigs. But the invitation every single year by the Holy Spirit is to prompt us to a fuller and more generous response of our entire selves to God. And you know the first thing that Jesus does with the rich young man before he asks anything is he looks upon him with love. And that's how he looks at each one of us.